Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone who tuned in this afternoon, evening, night, or morning, whatever time it may be. This is Gertrude Chapman, your host, and you are listening to Your Turning Point for Monday, May the 2nd, 2011. And I got to apologize because I'm on the road today, and I'd like to apologize for any background noise that you may hear. But I want to remind you that this will be a powerful show tonight. A very powerful broadcast. And you might want to get a pencil and a paper to write down some important details that is sure to take your vision, your dream, or your goal to the next level. Whether you have a business or not, the information that you will hear on this broadcast is sure to take you to the next level. Now, it has been a while since I've been on the broadcast, but I want to tell you, in spite of my absence, we have continued to receive favorable ratings from the archive broadcast. And I would like to express a sincere thank you to the faithful fans and supporters of Your Turning Point and Turning Point Enrichment Incorporation. You know, I truly miss you all. But, you know, we have been swamped. There's different things that we have been doing. You know, each year, there are different times during the season that we take some time off to get involved with our partners in community efforts. So I want to encourage you, if there is a nonprofit organization that is dear to your heart, to get involved and, you know, give back to the community, because we have been doing so many things with, you know, our partners. It's been amazing. It has truly been amazing. Just the week before, we did this Easter egg celebration with the kids. And, I mean, it was absolutely phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. We had a barbecue. There was an Easter egg hunt. There was all kind of games. And it was something for everyone when it came out. And everyone had a very good time. Now, this past Saturday, we had a big cookout and a garage sale. Again, a big community effort, a big community event with one of our partners. And, again, it was a good time. The weather was beautiful, and we had a grand old time. So now we're back. We are back. But there will be other things that comes up, you know, throughout the year that we just want to let you know. You know, we haven't abandoned you, but we have just been busy. And not only with our community efforts, but also with our business. We have really been swamped. But that is a good position to be in. That's a very good situation to be in. Increase upon increase to the point where I had to hire a few more people to meet a specific deadline. And, I mean, it has just been increase upon increase and event upon event. And, you know, it's just been an exciting time. So, listeners, you too. What we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to talk about something very special, okay? It's not only for us, but I want to tell you, you too can experience increase by positioning yourself, preparing for it, and expecting the overflow. I'm going to say that again. Position yourself, prepare for it, and expect the overflow, because it will come. Now, there may be some things you have to get in order so the flow will be unhindered. What is it that you have been intending to do and have just never found the chance to complete what you have started? Think about that. What is that thing that you intended to do, but you just haven't found the chance to complete what you started? You know, it's time to finish what you start, because things don't just happen. You have to work a system. You have to work it, okay? You have to, and you're going to hear me saying that throughout the broadcast, you got to work it. You've got to work it. You just can't lay back and wait for things to happen. You have to make it happen. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is a good time to take a good look at whatever you are involved in and begin to make a readjustment, okay? A readjustment. You have to, you know, look at what you're doing and start adjusting some things around, okay? To readjust means to bring back in line what you are doing with that of your vision, whatever you're doing. You have to bring those things back in line. You have to bring your vision back in line. Because what happened? It could be, you know, something that came to hinder you. That passion is not burning inside of you as it once did. It may be a time to do a spring clean, meaning getting rid of things in your life that are causing you to fall short of your goal. Listen, let me tell you. If something is not enhancing your vision, your dream, or your goal, it's time to cut those cords. It's time to cut the cords. If it's not enhancing you, if it's something that's bringing you down, if it's something that's causing you to be at a standstill, if it's something that's causing you to be stressed out, something that's causing you to be aggravated, something that's causing all of those negative things to happen in your life, it's time to cut the cords. You have to face it. If you want to advance in life, if you want to move toward your vision, your dreams, and your goals, it's time to cut the cord. It's time to do that spring cleaning and start evaluating what's happening in your life, okay? You remember we may have talked about this on previous episodes, where you take a piece of paper and you put your vision, your dream, and your goals in the middle of it. And then you list on the outside perimeter everything that you're involved in, and you take a good look at that. Anything that's enhancing your vision, dream, and goal, those are the things that you keep. But other things that come to distract you, that come to bring those adverse situations in your life, you let those things go. Let them go, because those things may have just been for a time and a season. That's why we constantly have to make readjustments in our life, where we constantly have to, you know, take pen to paper and write down what we're doing. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we get off track. We get off track, but it's time to cut the cords, our listeners. It's time to let go. And, you know, when you let go, you will actually feel your physical body breathe a sigh of relief. I'm telling you, you will feel a sigh of relief. Because what happens? Your mind has just done an elimination of an unnecessary burden. And how many know? A lot of times we carry unnecessary things. We do unnecessary things, okay? So, you know, listeners, you know, just as well as I do, we as humans take on too many burdens and wonder why we are so tired and so stressed. Now, there's a solution to that. Listen to this. There's a solution to that. Let those who are supposed to be doing what you have taken upon yourself to do get up and get busy and do what they are supposed to do. That's a lot of times how, you know, we cut those unnecessary burdens out of our lives by allowing others to do things that they're supposed to do and us not taking on those things and doing it for them. Because how else will we learn how to do something? How else? You know, we begin showing somebody how to do something, and then after a while, haven't you ever noticed that you'll start taking on that thing? It's all right. It's time to cut the cord. It's time to let go. Sometimes you have to back away and just say no. You have to say no. Instead of saying yes, 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 sometimes it's back away and say no. It's time, listeners, to do just that and readjust yourself by refocusing on your dreams, refocusing on your visions, and refocusing. And I'm sorry for that interruption. I told you I'm on the road and, you know, sometimes things happen, okay? But anyway, this is what we're going to be talking about on this episode, how to position yourself for increase. How to be in position is to line up with what you have been desiring and reaching beyond yourself to obtain the next level in your life. So you have to line up what you have been desiring, reach beyond yourself to obtain the next level in your life, to obtain that increase. Truly focus on your vision. Truly focus on your dreams or your goals and stand fast. Do not waver, but stand fast. Look inside of your heart and allow your heart to speak to you. This is a personal examination. No one can truly know what is in your heart except you reveal it to them. Write your vision down and make it plain. Take your vision from a fantasy and give it life. Take the next thought, because I'm pretty sure that many of you have written your vision, your dreams, and your goals down. But then you have to continue to write them down. You have to, there'll be branches that will come off of your vision, come off of your dream, come off of your goals. There are other opportunities that will branch off of those things. So you have to constantly work at those things. You have to constantly go back and reevaluate what you have already written down. Now, another attribute of this is patience. Patience. When we talk about how to position yourself for increase, remember to have patience, okay? Patience produces a solid foundation. So that is why it is a wise move to always establish and conduct your vision, dreams, or goals according to the guidelines. Sometimes it may seem as if things are moving slowly or coming in drips and drabs, a little bit here and a little bit there. But even when things are slow, still maintain a focused vision. It's very important to still maintain that focused vision. When you position yourself, it indicates that you must remain aware of yourself at all times. Always remain aware of yourself, what you are doing, what you are involved in at all times. That's one reason why we say we have to do some spring cleaning, okay? Because many times people are encumbered by so many things that they lose focus. And again, don't get sloppy. Don't get sloppy, because people will always remember the first impression. First impressions will always define who you are in the sight of others. So make sure that when you do things, do it right, okay? And do it according to the best of your ability. Even when things seem at a standstill, I want to encourage you this evening. Even when things seem at a standstill, keep your vision in a forward movement. Continue with that burning desire you felt in the beginning. Keep it moving. Keep it in a forward movement. It could be a little bit or it could be a lot, but just keep it moving. Whatever opportunity presents itself that complements your dream and your vision, your goal, keep it moving. Keep your vision fresh by looking for other opportunities, as I say, that complement that vision, that dream, or that goal. Now, as a rule, I only do things that complement my vision, my dream, and my goal. Now, this enables me to walk true to my heart's desire. And it will do the same for you. This will allow a person to walk in success. Now, success is not having a whole bunch of money. That's not success. But success is knowing that you are giving your all. You are doing everything to your fullest potential. You are producing excellence according to your ability. By following what is implanted in your heart and walking true to your dream, your vision, or your goal. Always walk true to your heart's desire. This is what success is all about. This way, it brings longevity to that dream. It brings longevity to your vision. It brings longevity to your goals. It refuels itself whenever it gets low. When you complement your dream, your vision, or your goals, it keeps you on a path and deters you from straying off onto another direction. Now, you know what? People often ask me, don't you do a lot? Don't you get tired? How can you do all the things that you do? Now, I have to admit that I do a lot of things within a 24-hour time period, but the things that I do complement each other. That's very important. The things that you do should complement your dream, your vision, and your goal. So, if I walk true to my vision and I do things that complement my dream, my vision, or my goal, I can work whatever I am working to the fullest. I can work it without allowing it to work me. Because you know something? Sometimes things will work you. And that's when you find yourself getting stressed, find yourself getting frustrated. I just want to throw in the towel. Don't let it work you. You work it. You gotta work it, okay? This is your dream, your vision, and your goal, and only you can bring it forth. Now, let me give you three keys that will help you to keep your focus and reach the level of success that you desire. The first one is position. Recognize. Be aware of where you are standing at all times. Take a look at your operation and carefully evaluate what is actually happening. Are you hitting your mark? Are you in line with your target? Or have you become distracted? Keep your vision. Keep your focus on what you want to achieve. Not what others think that's right for you, but the things that you want to achieve in life. It's all right helping others. And, you know, I often do that. You heard me say about my volunteer efforts and my community involvement and my partnership. But you have to keep your focus. You cannot stray off of your vision, your dreams, and your goals. You have to maintain and walk in integrity with your vision, your dream, and your goal. Because our vision should be synonymous with us. When people see you, they should see your vision and vice versa. Now, let me ask you this. When you see or think of Bill Gates, you see Microsoft. Am I right? Now, Bill and his wife Melinda are involved in other things. But they have maintained their integrity to their brand. So you have to always remember to maintain your integrity to whatever brand it is. Whatever you are doing, be true to your vision, your dream, or your goal. Number two, prepare. Ready yourself by stretching beyond where you are. You may be the only employee you have. But prepare yourself by setting up your business as if you had 100 employees. Set up a solid business by following all of the proper guidelines and rules of a solid establishment. When things are done correctly, it brings peace, it brings satisfaction, and most of all, it brings longevity. Some of you may not even have a business. But let me encourage you, whatever you are involved in, make sure that you do whatever it is correctly. Number three, expect increase to come. You know, a lot of times people want their business to grow, they want their dreams and visions and goals to come forth, but they don't expect it. They didn't say it, but they don't expect it. You have to expect increase to come. You have to see it flow through the channels you have created, through your website, through your blog, through your autoresponders, through your email signature lines, through YouTube, through your Facebook pages, through Twitter, through LinkedIn, through your advertisements, through your business cards. Whatever means that a communication that you have to get whatever you are doing out or to tell people about your brand, you have to have integrity. You have to expect that increase. Integrity between you and your goal, your vision, and your dream. Integrity most of all with your client. That's a very important, and that should have been number four. Integrity with your clients. That's a very important part of positioning yourself for increase. Look to enhance what you already have and build upon that. Plant your vision. Plant your dream. And plant your goals deep. And then you can begin to watch it flourish. Because it will flourish. It will grow, it will grow, it will grow, and it will just branch out, and it will expand. That's when you plant something on a solid foundation, and you're true to your brand, you're true to your heart's desire, you're walking true, and you're building on a solid foundation. Let me remind you that all through the years, you have to sit down and take a look, a deep look, at your vision, your dreams, or your goals, and make adjustments. Based on what you have already encountered, tweaking is a good thing, okay? Don't be afraid to tweak something. If something's not working, try something else, okay? Try something else. Don't keep repeating the same thing if it's not working. Tweaking is good. It prevents your vision from growing stale and having a loss of interest in a once-burning passion. So you have to tweak things. Now, in our company, we regularly make adjustments because sometimes, listeners, you cannot tell how something will flow until you begin working it. You really can't tell. You can have a sort of an idea. You can do some research, but you really can't tell until you begin working it. You have to work that vision. You have to work that dream or that goal. Take off all the stops and work it to your fullest potential. In working it, you will find growth and build confidence in areas you once shied away from. Now, we all know that there are areas that we have shied away from because maybe we were afraid, maybe we didn't want to face it or whatever. But when you work something to its fullest potential, you will find that it starts building confidence in you. It will expand to growth, and your increase will come. Anything is possible if you put forth your best effort and work that vision beyond your limitations. You will find that any limitations you once had, and remember, limitations rest in the mind. They rest in the mind. So that's why we have to even adjust our mind and think on things that in a good light. Anything that have a good report, think on those things. Things that have a negative report or bring a negative impact or have negative connotations like frustration and stress, get rid of those things. Get rid of those things because those things will come to sabotage your dream, your vision, and your goal. And it will bring you to a point where you can't move forward to where you desire to be. You might say, oh, I want to move forward, but then your actions, you know, as they say, speak louder than words, you can't move forward because you have certain limitations that you have placed in your mind. And I want to encourage you today, you have to move beyond your limitation. And you could do it when you set your mind to it. You will find that any limitations you once had will quickly evaporate because now you have pressed beyond you. You have to see your vision in a different light. You have to see your vision on a different level. So you press beyond you and become one with that burning passion in your heart. Now, I want to share something. I once had a client who asked me to do an extremely huge project for his firm. And I want to tell you, it was extremely huge. instead of indicating to him that his idea was way out, guess what? I accepted the challenge. In facing this giant, because it certainly was a giant, I positioned myself with the necessary tools to chip away at this task. Now, in the beginning, I must say the challenges were presenting themselves in a difficult light. So I had to explore different strategies to apply. And the same for you. You have to make adjustments. You have to make different choices. You have to use different strategies to apply to different situations, because every situation is not the same. And you have to be determined not to allow any project to get the best of you. None. It shouldn't get the best of you. Because the more you work it, the more strategies will begin to unveil themselves to you. And this is what happened. The more I worked this thing, the more I begin to see things in a different light. I begin to see how I can attack this project. And yes, I said attack the project. Chip away at the giant until I overcame that giant. So don't be afraid to venture out. Don't be afraid to try something new. Sometimes, listeners, you have to arm yourself with different tools. Many times, we try to use the same tools for every project. But once the adjustment was made, I'm going to tell you, I begin to see the path to productivity in a different light. Because when you look at something of this magnitude, all you see is, oh, my God, what could I do? How can I do this? This is slowing down my productivity. But when I began to apply those strategies and use different tools, it was nothing but a piece of cake. Just flew by it, okay? Everything began to flow. Increase began to come. So this time, this season, this is your time. Let me remind you, this is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. It is vision refreshing time. Take time out to review your plans and carefully apply the best plan possible to remain in a productive flow. Keep in mind that time is money. Your client will appreciate you placing their needs as a priority in your business. Listeners, your clients should always be a top priority if you want to experience increase in your business. Their needs should always be above yours. Money should never be your focus. Your clients' needs. Listen to them. Take time to listen to your clients and hear their needs. And then you make adjustments according to their needs. And this brings longevity. This brings increase. This brings confidence into, and it also breaks down barriers between you and your clients. And they even break down barriers in your life, because now, you know, you don't feel that pressure. But it begins to build some trust in you. It begins to build trust with you and your client. So don't be afraid to try different things and to use different things and to, you know, have peace in your mind. Because a lot of times business owners, entrepreneurs, or whatever dream, vision, and goal that you may have, people don't have peace. You have to always operate in peace, in a peaceful manner, in a peaceful level, if you want to experience longevity. Keep the client and their need, like I said, as a priority, and your barrels will never run dry. They will never run dry, because your clients will continue to come to you. They'll even refer people to you. So keep in mind, this is a very essential step to positioning yourself for increase. Longevity is the key to success. If you wish to maintain a constant flow of increase for years to come, increase means building abundance on a solid foundation, wisely using necessary adjustments, taking in consideration our clients' needs ahead of ourselves. Integrity is a mainstay that will last beyond anyone's talents or abilities. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm on the road today, and I'm telling you, I just really, you know, appreciate all of the listeners, all of the supporters, and all of the fans, and I hope that what you have heard on this broadcast will encourage you to not give up and throw in the towel, but to begin to realign yourself with your once burning passion, loosening yourself from unnecessary burdens that may be zapping the energy from you by overshadowing you with a cloud that is hindering you from seeing your true direction, and that you will make swift adjustments to regain the momentum you once had to walk in symmetry with your vision, your dream, or your goal. And once again, you've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and I appreciate you listeners for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on this very powerful and enlightening broadcast. Don't forget to mark Your Turning Point as a favorite so you won't miss any of these Motivational Mondays. And also, refer this to someone that you know that needs motivation to go to the next level. You know, send the link out. Send the show link out to your friends, to your coworkers, to your family, to anyone that you know that needs encouragement. Let them go through the archives. You can even download these shows on your iPod and have it as a motivational tool anytime that you're feeling down. So with that being said, until next week, remember, mount up like an eagle. Go to the high place. Your season is about to change. Be encouraged.